You want to do the eclipse?
Okay, so just let's just recap a little bit, okay? So the case is where a person is admits that he owes somebody else, let's say $100, okay? It's a hodah. In front of Edom. Okay, Edom hear this. They overhear. And and then the Edom, or the Tohen, the guy who he admitted to, comes to bring him to court and says, hey, you owe me $100. Right? You admit yesterday. I don't have witnesses to the loan, but I have witnesses to your admission. Right? So he brings him to court and sues him and says, that's my proof. My proof is these witnesses heard you admit. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah says that it's no good. Because there are various reasons. You'll see there's two reasons, essentially. One of them is a person often jokes around. Like, if I say to you, I say, hey, Ariel, you owe me $100. You say, oh, really? Yeah, it's true, I do. You know, like, there's, like, kind of a kidding. Like, you obviously owe me $100, right? When did I owe you $100? So it's like, by me saying that, it's kind of like, you know I'm joking, so you joke back, and that doesn't prove that it's serious. So the Mishnah says the only way a hodah counts if it's, like, b'fnei edem. The Gemara says you have to appoint them. Say, atem edai. So it's like a formal admission. You wouldn't do a formal admission in front of witnesses, unless it's really true. But just because you say, oh yeah, I owe you $100, it doesn't mean anything. Okay? So that's the taina, is meshata anibacha. I was just joking, I was like, shota, I was like, shto, so I was messing around. Okay, so that's the taina of meshata anibacha. So the Gemara says, though, that Bezdin doesn't make that taina on his behalf. So again, if I say to Ariel, you owe $100, and you say, yeah, that's true, and then witnesses hear that, and then the next day I sue you, and I bring witnesses and say that, hey, you owe me $100, give it to me. So if you just say, no, sorry, I'm not giving it to you, well, Bezdin will say, well, you gotta. We have Edom of the Hodah. You have to make the taina of Mishat HaNibach. If you don't say it, well, then we're not going to supply it for you. And in general, that's in Dina Momentus, we don't supply you guys with tainas. You have to make your own best taina. And if you don't make that taina, then we don't do it for you. You could say, arguably, it's not true. Well, why wouldn't you say that? You're not saying that. We're not going to supply you with tainas and try to teach you how to get around your thing. You give your taina, Bezdin will judge based on the tainas that you give. So if I have witnesses that you admit, so then fine, I have witnesses that you admit, and then you're going to have to pay. Okay, unless you taina that you are kidding around. Okay, fine. So now there's a problem. And the problem is there's another taina, which you can make. For example, let's say it's on your deathbed. Okay, so on a person's deathbed, they don't joke around. Okay, they don't joke around. So, yeah. Or, that's one case, or, right, so they don't joke around. So the thing is, there's another taina which you could say, is that the Gemara has a case where basically a guy's walking down the streets and saying, I owe Ariel $100. Okay? Let's say people overhear me. I'm walking down the street and saying, oh, I'm not so rich, I owe Ariel $100, right? And witnesses hear that. So there's a din is a halacha that a person is asoy shalo lahaspia as atzma. It's normal for a person to not try to make himself look not wealthy. He knows that there's ayin hara, people are going to be jealous if he comes off as being a rich, wealthy guy. So he'll often say, in passing, nah, I have debts to Ariel, and it doesn't mean anything. He doesn't, again, it's not in a serious tone, or it may be serious, but it's not a true admission. Again, if you appoint witnesses, it's different. But a guy just says things like that, that's another reason why we don't just accept, take money from a guy based on his time, based on his admission, okay? Because maybe he was saying it just to make himself look that he's poor. Okay? Fine. So there are these two different tainas, and they play out in different cases. Like, for example, on your deathbed, so you don't joke around. It's not reasonable that a guy said $100 on his deathbed, because you don't joke around. The Gemara thought, maybe on your deathbed also you wouldn't be concerned about the ayin hara and looking like you're rich or you're poor, who cares about that? But the Gemara says, no, you do, because you worry about your kids looking rich. Your kids are going to inherit your wealth. So therefore, you might be saying that in order so that your kids are going to not look wealthy. Right? So therefore, that's a taina which that's like a case. And your deathbed would be a case where you don't say the joking taina, but you would say the rich, the shalas bias asma taina. Okay? And there's another case on the flip side, which is, let's say Ariel says to me, "You owe me 100 bucks." And I say, "Oh yeah, it's true." So that could be a joke. You're joking around. But if I'm trying to make myself look poor, that's the kind of thing I do when I'm walking down the street. If you're making a claim on me, that 100 bucks, I'm not going to try to make myself look poor. If you're making it up, I'm going to say, "What do you mean you're making it up?" That's like a thing you say in social chatter. You're worried about your social reputation. Social chatter, you say things which you don't really, you know, which will help you look better socially. But in a taina, if a guy's making a claim on you, that's not social chatter. Now you got to respond to the taina. But joking around, you might be. Joking, you could say, because I know you're just kidding around because it's not true. I know it's not true, so I was just kidding around. So the point is that the two different tainas have different cases where they're applicable. Okay? Sometimes one is shaykh, sometimes other shaykh. Okay? They're two different ways. Okay. Now, there's a chiluk Tosis makes. Okay, so this is a problem. Because we know the Gemara openly says Bezin does not supply the Nitan with the Taina that he was just kidding around. Bezin won't give you that. If you don't say it yourself, Bezin won't give you that. But the problem is there's a case where it has Rav Nachman. Give me a second. It says. It says like this. It says, Hahu, it's like on Chavtesim Abeis, Hachinami. It's the beginning of the line. It's like a quarter of the way down. Hahu Dal Vikarule, Kav Rishu. So he called this guy a bucket of loans. Okay? There's like, Kav is like a Malay Kav Shtaros Yeshlav. He has a lot of loans against him. So Omar, Man Mazik, Biela Poloni, Poloni. He says, "No, I don't owe money to anybody except Ploni and Ploni." Okay, so he makes this public expression that I owe money to Ploni and Ploni. So Asu Tavu Huladina, Kamei Dev Nachman. So these Ploni and Ploni, who he just admit in this public setting that he owes money to Ploni and Ploni, they brought him to Beis Din. And Amar of Nachman, Adam Asloi Shel Lahasbi As Atzma. A person is common, is Asloi, is accustomed to not making himself look wealthy. So Rav Nachman basically supplied him with a taina, it would seem. Right? And there's Ploni and Ploni who sued him. They said, "What are you doing? You owe me 100 bucks. You just did it yesterday." And Rav Nachman said, "No. A guy says that. That's the kind of a thing a guy would say." Right? So you see that that's a problem a little bit. Because why is it that when it came to the taina that I was just kidding around, you have to make that yourself? Beis Din won't give you that time. But yet, it seems in the case of Rav Nachman, by the Rav Nachman Beis Din, supplied him with a taina that he was just trying to make himself not look poor, right? Or not look rich. So it would seem to be a little akasha. So Tosus basically says, Enechanami. These are two different tainas. He doesn't explain why. But he says the taina of that you're kidding around, Beis Din doesn't make for him. But the taina of Shlomo Aspias Atzmo, that you don't want to make yourself look rich, that Beis Din will supply them for him. Okay? And again, it's not clear why. He doesn't even say. Tos doesn't give you a svar really why. We'll see. The Rambam says both of them, you don't make either taina for him. And I forgot who, but I saw in the Sif that one of the Achronim says that the Rambam is going to have to learn this from Rav Nachman is Lav Dafka. Not that Rav Nachman gave him the taina, but that whatever. He said the taina, Rav Nachman accepted. You know, it's like you could say Slav Dafka says that, but whatever, it doesn't really mean that. Okay? But the question is, before we get to the Rambam, the question is in Tosfos, what's the logic to say that we differentiate between these two tainas? Who really cares? I mean, they seemingly are the same thing, or I mean, they're different in particular. But what's the difference? Right? Okay. Give me a second. And just to tell you, one other point is that the taina of that he was joking, Beis Din doesn't give it to him. But let's say the guy admits, you know, $100. He owes $100. And then he dies. And now his kids inherit his wealth. Right? And then the guy who he admit to sues the kids for the money. So then the Beis Din would make the taina on behalf of the kids. Whereas the kids don't know if their father is joking. It's like, no, it's by the guy himself. Listen, if you're joking, then say so. But the kids don't know. What are they supposed to say? My father's joking? They don't know that their father's joking. They have no idea the context. So then Beis Din will say, will basically supply that with that taina. And say, if that guy can't prove that he was joking, like there was Eidim, and he said, to me, then it's not going to work. Okay? So that's a detail, is that the Beis Din doesn't make the taina on his behalf. If he was joking, let him say it. But the kids can't really say it. They don't know. They're not the parties to the thing. They really don't know who was joking. How do they know the conversation? It wasn't their thing. So they just inherited the debt. So then, the money and the claim debt. So then Beis Din will make that taina. So that's what Tosa says, is that the taina of joking, Beis Din doesn't make on behalf of of him, but it does make on behalf of the kids. But, and this is the last few lines of Tosos, he says, the taina shalla haspia, but the taina that I wanted to make myself not look rich, I feel it today, taina. Even for him, the best will make that taina. Kemoshe ton, Rav Nachman, lehu gavra, just like Rav Nachman made that claim. But on the surface, it's hard to understand, because if you should say the same thing, the same way Beis Din is not going to make the taina for you, if you say, I was just kidding around, because, look, if you want to make the taina, make the taina yourself. So too, in the taina of that I wanted to make myself look poor, Beis Din shouldn't make for me. And also, that's one problem. It's a little bit of a contradiction. But the problem is, in general, Beis Din and Dinei Mamonos doesn't make tainas for you. Beis Din's job is not to... And we discussed this at other points, but and Rebbe talked about this many years ago, but Beis Din's job is not to discover the absolute justice in the world. They're not like going around looking for cases and trying to find, you know, distortions and trying to fix them up. Their job is Hilchas Tomim V'Netan. Their job is they're beholden to the Tomim V'Netan. There's a court, there's an argument between two parties, and they have to resolve to determine between the two disputes, between the two positions, and come to a conclusion. Because they don't go, because like in theory, the two parties could waive their rights altogether. They could be mocha. That's not, there's no, the objective truth is just a matter of what is this guy saying, what is that guy saying, and Beis Din has to figure out which taina is the better taina. But Beis Din doesn't like, they're not lawyers, they're not trying to come up with tainas on their behalf. The guys themselves have to make the tainas, and we don't suggest tainas for you. And that's the general principle. That's the way court cases, even, you know, DNA Torah work. But here, for some reason, it seems like when he admits that he owes $100, Beis Din will say, oh, Rav Nachman will say, hey, the person admits that because he doesn't want to look poor, because Adam Asso Yishallah Hasbiyos Atzma. The person's accustomed to doing that. So it's hard to understand why that would be the case. But the Rambam seems more mistaken, but the Rambam just says, no, we always just let it up to him. If he wants to make a taina, let him make a taina. If he doesn't make a taina, he doesn't make a taina. That's it. Right? That's the problem. If it's a situation where it's a legitimate claim that he was trying to make himself look poor, right? Then Beis Din will put forward that taina for him. He doesn't have to say it. But if it's a case where that's not legitimate, like the guy claimed from him, and then you're not going to try to make yourself look poor if a guy makes a claim against you, then the only claim which would be a good claim would be, I was just joking around. But that claim Beis Din won't put forward for you. That's a claim that you have to make up. You have to put forward yourself.
They say put forward,
Beis Din's going to try to sue you. The guy's suing you for the money. He brings Aiden that you admit. And then Beis Din's going to force you to pay. Unless you say, whoa, one second. When I admit, I was just kidding around. Right? If you say that, then you're good. But if you don't say that, Beis Din's going to pretend like that's not a taina. Beis Din's not going to recommend that you make that taina. Right? But they would recommend that you make the taina that you were just a person is accustomed to to not make himself look rich. Yeah, so I think what Gersh was saying, and you're starting to go in that direction also, but I think this is, and it may beg the question a little bit, but I think it's a good definition, and it's picking up on the subtlety of the Lashon, which is Rav Nachman said, Adam Asoy Shelo Lasbias Atzma. Okay? Person is Asoy. Right? It says, Rav Nachman said, "Adam also shall not be asma." A person is accustomed; it's like it's his nature to do it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to make himself look. He wants himself not look rich. Okay. So, and that's, I guess, what you're trying to say is it's like human nature. Like, yeah, that's different than joking. It's not saying Adam also to admit that he owes 100 bucks and just to be joking. There is such a thing as that. There is an idea of a person getting around. But that's not asoy. Lashon Rav Nachman's claiming it's human nature to do this. People say this type of thing all the time. It's common. It's asoy to talk like that. That's how people talk. They're trying to create social impressions because they realize rich people have a problem. Other people are jealous of them. And if they're intelligent and you're rich, you realize this is a problem. And you talk yourself down. And so you don't want to make yourself look wealthy. On the contrary, you want to make yourself look, I have a lot of money, but I have a lot of debt. So therefore, I don't really know how common it is, but that's what he's saying. He's saying Adam also. So therefore, what Nachman's saying is, what's your evidence? What the towing? The guy who's making the claim. What's your evidence that the guy was walking down the street and he said, "I owe 100 bucks to Pony"? Big deal. People say that all the time. People are accustomed to saying that. That doesn't mean there's two equally likely explanations for that. So that's not evidence. That's like a normal thing. People say that. It doesn't mean anything. It might not. So he's saying is that's not that we don't have to make a taina. He doesn't have to make a taina. On the contrary, there's simply an absence of evidence. The fact that he said that when he's walking on the street is perfectly explainable with the human nature to make himself not look wealthy. But if a guy made a claim, he said, "You owe me 100 bucks," and he said, "It's true, I do owe you 100 bucks. Right? That's not us, definitely not. Right? Now, so he just admit, he made a claim, was made against him, and he said, "It's true." So now the Bezdin says to pay off.
Right.
Now, it's true, the guy could, if he makes a claim that I was kidding, we can't refute that. That is a legitimate taina, which can't be beaten. Unless there were Edim and he appointed Edim or whatever. But just because it's a legitimate taina, it doesn't mean it's human nature, it's a normal thing. It's not a normal thing, it's an abnormal thing. But you can't beat that taina if he says that's what it was. Then you have to prove that he wasn't joking. So there's a difference. Not every taina. That's basically a taina. That's what he's saying. There's a difference between with a good defensive taina, I was kidding around, versus the absence of evidence. In the case where the guy, where it could be that he was just walking down the street, the fact what a guy says when he's walking down the street is simply that's not evidence. The fact that he said that, because it's human nature to say things like that. So therefore, it's simply not evidence. That's not Bezdin making a taina for him. That's Rav Nachman saying, you don't have any evidence. Adam also to say that's not even anything. But in the case where he was made a claim against him, that's the lashon there is not Adam also to joke around. That's just an excuse that a guy could give, which he will win with. Now, why that's how does Rav Nachman know that that's the case? And I mean, I don't know how the sociology of it and how they determine that this is more common than this is. I don't know. That's some saying is, but I'm just saying is what I think. What Tosis is spying out from the Lashon of the Gemara and from the story that Rav Nachman blurted it out. He didn't wait for anything, and I think you could see from the Lashon that's what Rav Nachman is holding. It's normal human nature, and therefore it's simply not evidence. But that's not, the Gemara does not use that lashon by Meshata. So Meshata says, in tone alone means, that's what it means when Bez says Bez isn't tone for him. It means, according to Vito's learning, that's an abnormal type of situation. A valid taina, but we don't make tainas for him. That's not our job. If he makes it, so he'll win. But we're not going to give him that item. Good? Good. Okay. So he says like this. Afalpi shamatmin edem eina edos. So even though if you hide edem, okay, in the same case of admitting, if you hide edem, who hear him admitting, that doesn't count. Because the guy who was admitting didn't know that he was being put up to it, right? And also, if I admit when I'm walking down the street, my son, and Edom hear me, that's also this is no good. The guy says, you owe me 100 bucks, and I say, hin. That also isn't a taina. That's also not good. He's referencing a case. I don't know that case. Hin. Oh, yeah. Now that's also another case where he could have said, I was just kidding around. Okay, so kol elu dvarim ki yotzavayim. So even though these are true, that these are valid ways to get out of the case. If so if there's a court case where the toveya says, this guy admit to me, so the bezin will say to the nitva, to the claimant, right? No, not the claimant, the one, how do you say the guy is being claimed?
No, the defendant.
I think is in criminal case, but whatever. Also, they call him defendant. Okay, so they'll say to the defendant, to the nitva, lama lo titin lezamashi shalatzah. Why don't you give him the 100 bucks that he has by you? Why don't you give him money back? Amar ain lo etzli klum. If the guy says, "What are you talking about? I don't have anything. I don't have any of his money." Omrim lo, v'halo ato amarto b'fnei elu kach v'kach. Oh, ato disvanzo. What do you mean? The Bezin says, what do you mean? How could you say that? Didn't you admit in front of Poloni and Poloni that you do have it? You do owe him the money. Okay. Im amar v'shalem. If the guy stands up and pays, right? He realizes he's got busted and he pays. Hayde mutav. Great. Great. In low, but if he doesn't, in low ton, and if he doesn't make taina, ain't ton him low. Right? It's the same case. If he doesn't make the taina, we're not going to make the taina for him. In other words, we put him on the spot. We say, what do you mean? You admit yesterday. And if he pays, great. We're not going to give him any taina. Aval im ton, v'omar mishata yisibo. But if he makes a claim that I was just kidding around, oh, lo yidvar me'olam, or no, I never admit. I know what you're talking about. Never happened. Oh, shalol aspiyos ha'atzmin eskavanti, or I was trying to make myself look, not to look rich. Potter. V'nish bahes eskemash barana. Okay, so we'll leave that shalol aspiyos. But then you're potter. So basically, the Rambam learns all the cases are the same. A Bezin doesn't make the taina for him. If the guy has either edim that he admit, so we say to him, hey, man, you have edim that you admit. What do you say to that? Give him the money. And he has to come up with a taina on his own. Both that he was joking, and both that it was, if he's saying that I don't want to make myself look rich. Right? So he doesn't buy this chiluk, right? Apparently he doesn't have this chiluk, this differentiation between two cases. He learns them the same. So the question is, what's the machlokas? I mean, it's weak to just say, according to Tosfos, it's human nature, that people do this all the time. And according to the Rambam, nah, it's not that common. You know what I mean? And not only that, the Gemara's Lashon was Adam Asa Shal Asbiyas Asma. Sounds like it is normal. Right? I mean, the Tosfos wasn't just the Teretz, it was based upon the Lashon of the Gemara. Right? So somehow, even though that's the case, the Rambam's holding that we still will not put forward that argument for him. He has to say it on his own that I was just trying to make myself not look rich. Okay. So the question is, how do we explain this machlokes? Point. I think even the Rambam's going to have to agree the principle. Like again, like almost semecher of raya. If you just bring a guy to court and say you owe me 100 bucks. You have zero evidence whatsoever. I don't think the Rambam is going to say you do this whole thing. That Yusuf Ezrin will say, oh, he said you owe him $100, pay up. And then if the guy says, oh, I do or I don't, I mean, that's The person, the Moshe Araya means you need a Araya. Without Araya, there's no case, right? So if you need the idea of demanding evidence, arguably it isn't Bezin being towing for him. It just that's the way court cases work. You have to supply your evidence. So Tosis is arguing, I mean, this is the way we were explaining it, Tosis saying that's not evidence. So that's not Bezin being towing for him. That's just saying there's no evidence here. Right? Okay, so I'm thinking like this. That the Rambam's going to say like this. So here's the facts, basically. Is when a guy says, I owe this colony $100. Okay? So we're saying that's not evidence. But if we think about it, really there are two possibilities. Even if you say it's human nature to say that, people often say, I owe people $100 in order to make themselves look poor. But people also often say, I owe people $100 because they actually owe people $100, right? There's got to be two options on the table, right? As common as it is, it's just another option, right? Okay. So Tosis says, well, that's basically not evidence. Now you're just saying is maybe. So maybe is not evidence, right? So therefore, Bezin's going to say, or Nachman's going to say, hey, buddy, you don't have any evidence. You just have a maybe. Well, maybe doesn't do anything. But the Rambam holds that there's an idea of like a suffix evidence. And there's that basically, he said these words. He said, I owe him $100. And I owe him $100 has two interpretations. So now Bezdin doesn't just dismiss that. Bezdin, when faced with a suffix, Bezdin sees if they could resolve that suffix. Right? Is there a way to be mevara the suffix? Well, I don't know. So what do? They say, hey, mister, we have Adam that you said you owe him $100. Pay up. And they wait and see what happens. If the guy says, pays the money, well, apparently, that's not what's going on. Right? If he says, no, I was joking. No, I was trying to make myself look rich. No, it never happened. Whatever. Fine. Then that's the case. So there's the fact that there are two ways to interpret it creates a concept of a suffix evidence, and Bezdin has a trick. That's why Ram is telling you like a whole story about what Bezdin says. He like kind of pretends like he's the Bezdin, telling you the whole give and take. So he's saying is Bezdin's job among many is to remove virus vacus. So this is a suffix evidence. It's not like if I could just say, Ari owes me $100 and I have zero evidence. Well, that's zero evidence. But that's not what's going on here. Here you've got evidence. It's just that there's, since Adam also shall be as Atmo, it's a suffix evidence. Okay, so let Bezdin resolve it. Tosis argues no such thing as suffix evidence. Mezal of Araya means you have to have Araya. You have a suffix Araya, that's not Araya. That's not, and Araya has to be concrete. And the fact is that there's two interpretations to what's going on. That's not evidence. Evidence means it's evidence. Not just saying is I have a proof that maybe he owes me $100. That's not a proof. That's not that doesn't raise to the level. According to Tosos, once your proof is a maybe proof, well then that's not a proof. That doesn't now have raya. You don't have any proof. What's your proof that a guy said this thing which maybe means he owes me the money? Well, that's nothing. That's the question. Is do you say that there's an idea of a suffix taina which now engages the Beis Din in trying to resolve it, or do you say A suffix evidence simply is nothing, and therefore Bezin is going to throw the case right out of Nachum and say, hey, that's it. Adonis Shesh Lesbius Asma, therefore there is no evidence. All right. Now, I don't know. It could be, again, we're not in this Sugya per se. It could be we're dead wrong. I mean, it could be there are other cases like this about suffix evidence. I don't really know. I'm not holding enough in Tome Benitan to test this theory because it's pretty general. Right, it is somewhat of a general theory, which is, this was tricky about this. In theory, it would be better to make something very local to this exact case, but I don't know, let's say you can come up with something like that. That's your swear also, is going to be somewhat general. Which is, again, sometimes the problem when you're in an area that you're not holding in, it's hard to avoid making your, you know. But you're learning. Alright, so maybe I should show you your number.
Yeah.
Would that be good?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, give me a second here. Last name?
Tucker. T-U-C-K-E-R.
Oops. Tucker. Okay. Gad?
206.
Yeah.
914.
914.
8236.
8236. Okay, so I'm going to send you a text now, so you'll...
All right, great. Thank you. 440 this time?
445.
445, so
yeah. 445
market.
Yeah, and that's during the year also. I don't know, whatever your schedule ends up being, but...
Alright.
Yeah. Alright. Great.
Sure.
So, pleasure to... Yeah, take care. Pleasure to meet you. I think we met maybe in Seattle one time. I came to...
You came to
a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember me, but... I gave, I think it's in Moscow. It's just called.
Was the Shimon Latour that you idea on that?
Maybe.
I think,
could be. Yeah. Sounds familiar. I do have, something to say about that, so it could be.
Right, okay.
Could be I did.
I remember,
yeah.